The final ingredient is perhaps the most important. It's how the app selects the content for you. Jonathan Morrow is a neuroscientist and psychiatrist at the University of Michigan. He says here's how it typically works. First, the app uses AI to determine what you want to see.
They know what you want. They're very good at figuring that out.
But this is key.
They don't give it to you. They give you something close to that.
Then a few clicks later, the algorithm gives you something even closer.
Just enough to keep you engaged, keep you looking at it, keep you interacting with it as long as possible.
Morrow says that this teasing holds you on the app because it gives you the feeling that you're going to get what you want soon.
Because you'll be there all day trying to get that next big thing. Maybe it's going to be even better. There's always a possibility. That's what they want.
When an app combines these four features, solitude, bottomlessness, speed, and teasing, it creates a sort of recipe for overuse for anyone. But Natasha Dalshul says it's especially harmful for children.
It's a cruel setup, especially when kids are concerned, right? Kids are obviously more vulnerable.
And so she says they need help regulating their use of apps, but they also need protection from this harmful design.